Well, Martin, so near.
Disappointing, I suppose. We just left ourselves too much work to do after the first half performance, and we had a bad 15-20 minutes in that first half, but we just forgot to come up short, and it's disappointing.
Yeah. Didn't get going in that first half, you know. They did reasonably well in the first 10 minutes, and then they seemed to turn the score. Those bit sloppy play, a few balls turned over, a few balls given away, and they punished.
Yeah, they did punish, and we kind of talked about that this last couple of weeks. They were very good in the counter attack, and we probably did cough up possession too easy in our forward line at times, but look, they moved the ball really well, I thought, and it causes loads of problems in our defence. The runners they had off Conor Laverty inside, we always struggle to keep pace with them, and look at that, they're a good team, and they're the better team on the day, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and yet it could be a different game. Ewan Doherty hit a fly shot really, and went over the bar. It could have easily got into the net. It could have been a different game. It was your third point, I think.
Yeah, totally. And look at those days, they go under the crossbar, it went over for us today. We didn't get the break that time. But look at, we've other games throughout the year, we've got breaks like that there, and unfortunately today it didn't go our way. But we could have played better too at different stages, and probably one we'll look at in a few.
You were back
time.
In the game at half time. The two goals, obviously Charles McGinnis' first goal was a big score. The game needed that.
Yeah, the two goals were huge, because the game was gone for us really. With 7-8 minutes to go at half time, the game that looked to be out of our reach, because Kilku are so good defensively. We were going to need goals, and I suppose we were very lucky to be within a point at half time, because we didn't play anything in that first half. And we were lucky, but again we came out in the second half and they were just the better team throughout, there's no doubt about that there. Yeah. They got the 3-4 points up again very quickly, and we were always chasing the games, so we were.
And then they got the second goal as well, you know, that was a killer blow.
Yeah, it was.
But you have to be very happy. What, you then hit 5 in a row and had a couple of chances maybe to for scores as well.
Yeah, we got back to 2 there with maybe 4 or 5 minutes to go, and we had chances even after that. We had a couple of point chances that we kicked wide, and maybe forcing the goal too much maybe at that stage, but we've come up short now today, there's no doubt about that there, and we'll be disappointed, and it's one we probably will look at in a couple of weeks' time and think it's one that got away on us.
Yeah, rode one ball, yeah, it was very effective, but you scored 2 goals from it, I suppose, and a couple of chances of a couple of more.
Yeah, it was one thing that we did work on that did work for us today, was that high ball that caused plenty of panic in there, and as you say, we got the goals off it, and maybe on another day you could have got another one or two, which we would have needed today.
Mm. Were you surprised the way they went at you from the word go?
Not really, no. Look, we've seen enough in this last few weeks. We knew we were going to be up against a quality team today, and they paced throughout their team like all the Brannigans, even Eugene Brannigan, like our
Darrell Brannigan,
I, and Aaron Brannigan from the half back line, and Eugene Brannigan too, to bring forward. You know, they've serious pace, so they haven't. We knew we were going to struggle to tick all the boxes and mark all them players, because from 1 to 15 they've no weak links, and even Joe Johnson that started, not Ryan or Jerome, but the other Johnson, that's Shane Johnson that started, he's a quality player too, and he's one we would have been looking at in the last 15-20 minutes come on. But I suppose starting him maybe did spring a wee surprise there with us, and maybe caught us a wee bit off guard, and we just struggled to come to terms with all their attacking players in that first half.
Yeah, having said that, looking back on it and reflecting it, it's been, I know it's disappointing now, but it's been a dream season really, Martin.
Yeah, look, I would have said it coming up today that of course we're disappointed, and we do feel we could have won Ulster title here today, but it's still been a good year, there's no doubt about that there. We've won, our aim for this year was to win a Donegal championship, and we've done that, but this is one that's going to hurt us, and it'll hurt us forevermore, that it was a huge opportunity for us to win Ulster title, and them chances don't come too easy, so it is one we'll regret. But yeah, I wouldn't say to put it down as a bad year either, because we still have Donegal championship to fall back on.
Yeah, and you have a lot of young players coming through as well, a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely, but look, you're back to square one in Donegal again next year. It's going to be a huge championship to get through again next year, and I suppose there's been different winners every year. It's a long time since any team retained the Donegal championship, so it's going to be a lot of clubs doing a Donegal championship to get at us next year again.
Yeah, but if you take the example of Kilku, that they took 3 finals before they finally won it.
Yeah, look, I don't know, maybe it's a reflection on the Down Championship as much as it is anything, that they've won 8 out of the last 9 Down Championships, but look, there's nobody in Donegal going to dominate the way they dominate in Down, and it's maybe, I won't say it's easy to come back to Ulster finals, but when you're in Ulster so often it is easier to come back to finals, because you know, we've only been in 4 Ulster campaigns and we've made 2 finals, so it just shows when you do get out of Donegal it is open, and you know, there's chances there, but the big one is coming out of Donegal, it's so competitive.
Tell me, was the manner of the victory and the manner of the performance against Clontarbert maybe a factor today, and that maybe, you know, people went in feeling maybe, you know, that you had the work done?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that was an issue at all within our camp. It's not something we ever look at. We know, and we've said this for years, we know on any given day that if we're not at the level, any team can beat us. And like, never mind a team in an Ulster final that has favourite stags, who's favourites, anything like that there. It's no bearing on our forms or anything like that there. So I don't think the semi-final forms at any reflection on today's game at all, no.
It takes a huge commitment, Martin, a huge commitment from the players, from the club, from everybody.
Yeah, it is. I look, it's a long way to an Ulster final, so it is. And the work them boys put in all year has been huge, and from everyone, from the backroom team, players, the whole club, everyone, it's been a remarkable year and a remarkable effort from everybody.
Yeah, and you've been there for so many, many years now, for the best part of the last decade and a half, 2 decades maybe, between player and manager.
Yeah, and there's loads more in the same boat as I am now, that anybody that's into football in Leif Connell has given loads to that senior panel this last 10, 15 years, so there's plenty more of giving the same effort.
And plenty more to give.
Yeah, definitely.